Welcome to the Body Talks podcast with me, Dr. Brooke Sheehan. I'm a chiropractor extraordinaire who speaks the language of the body, not to be confused with body language. Join me on this show as I disrupt current beliefs about where health comes from and how you can discover your greatest health potential without having to spend hours away from your life's work in order to do so. Because reaching these levels of health is possible once you learn how to carry on a dialogue with the greatest creation to ever exist, the human body. By tuning into the whispers your body speaks and addressing them, you avoid the potential damage that is created when the body begins to scream, allowing you to experience healing in a whole new way. This show will guide you towards true health so you can continue to change the world. Your body holds the answers. I'm here to help you discover them on the Body Talks podcast, starting now.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't even know you were here. Welcome to episode 2 of the Body Talks podcast with Dr. Brooke. Are you listening? Today's episode, we're going to talk about what those achoos mean and what your body is speaking to you when it sneezes. So let's get started. Well, a sneeze is the body expelling stuff from its system, right? Foreign particles that have gotten through the nose. See, the nose's job is to clear out any debris that enters the system if it doesn't belong there. So how it does this is by packaging things, dirt or debris, in little mucus molecules and actually sends it down into the stomach for digestion. Okay, before we get all deep into some body talk right now, I just kind of want to set the framework for you. We're going to be talking about how sneezing works. We're going to be talking about what it means, and we're going to be talking about how to support your system or your immune system in times of distress. So with that packaging of those mucus molecules, your body sends that into the stomach. The stomach digests it and actually excretes it through other areas in your body, right? So the nose's job, as I mentioned, was to clean the air that we breathe. There are over 150 known toxins in our environment. That is insane. And we are subjected to these environmental toxins all day, every day, no matter where we are. Some areas, really rural areas, have clean, fresh air. Other areas, you know, we know that the air quality isn't as great. And there are, you know, ways to determine how good and how bad the air quality is. I can actually put a link in the description below and in the show notes for you to be able to check out the air quality in your area. But that's not really what we're talking about. We're talking about how the body gets rid of all those toxins in the air and how your body moves through that. So when you're sneezing, your body is expelling all of that debris and dirt that it can't package into those mucous membranes to digest through your stomach. It's trying to push it out. It's trying to get it out because the immune system has alerted it to a foreign particle or a foreign thing in the system that's not supposed to be there. So sneezing, if you haven't already picked it up, is your body's way of telling you that there is an immune system attack and you need to respond. When your body or your immune system has identified something foreign in its environment, your body is alerting you to immune system distress. Now, a lot of times, you know, people sneeze, we have occasional allergies and that stuff, but it's not necessarily as harmless as we think. These sneezes are telling you that you need to really work on making sure your immune system is strong and capable to fight off what it's fighting off. And there are things that you can do to support that, which we'll get into later in this episode. But before all of that, I kind of want to share with you how the immune system works in a really simple overview picture. We're not going to get into the nitty-gritty of things and different immunoglobulins and all kinds of things. We just want a big picture so you can kind of understand the different networks, the different things that you have going on in your body and how best you can support that system. So with the immune system, we actually have two different types. You have your innate immune system and your adaptive immune system. Now, the innate immune system is the immune system that you were born with. It's the immune system that your mother gave you, that you formed while you were in her womb, information that was sent through the placenta and the cord, you know, back and forth. You were receiving your mom's immunity to things. You were building in that immune system for you as well. There's also your adaptive immune system. This is the immune system that grows and develops and builds. This is the one you build upon as you grow and you become an adult and a human being on this planet, right? We're exposed, I mentioned earlier, to thousands of toxins every single day. And as a caveat, I know we're also living in a world where, you know, we're masking our face, we're covering our nose and mouth, and this is not about really, you know, trying to like not have fresh air, working to, you know, just constantly be wearing the mask outdoors. I can see, you know, why people are wearing it, you know, in certain times, you know, when you're inside and you're in close, you know, proximity with people, but when you're outdoors, don't allow this discussion, what I'm sharing with you about all the toxins in the air, to really freak you out and make you want to wear it even when you're outdoors, because there is a lot of benefit to breathe fresh air, even though there might be toxic pollutants. And that is why it's really important to strengthen your immune system inside so that it's able to do its job to get rid of those environmental toxins and allow your body to detox properly and go through that. So just a quick caveat before I meant to mention that earlier, but I forgot. So now back to the two different immune systems, right? You have your adaptive immune system that you're building upon as you move through, and you're kind of, you know, inundated with different toxins and just being a human being on planet Earth, right? So we don't want to get the body, we don't want to end up having too much stress on the body. So the body works in a way like, you know, if the highest stress point, and if you're listening to the audio, I got my hand high. If the ultimate stress point before the body's unable to adapt is here, and you're at this level here, any environmental toxins you are exposed to, you know, may not tip you completely over because you're so far what we call depolarized away from that. So, but as you kind of build and your body is no longer able to detox properly or get rid of things, or the immune system is weak and there's a lot of pre-existing conditions and a lot of other, you know, factors that are going on, not only environmental toxins, but food toxins you eat, you kind of start beginning to reach the level at which your body can no longer adapt. And then we have problems. Then we have problems of disease and chronic inflammation and all sorts of things that, you know, really can tip the body in another direction. And these are the comments that you hear people just saying, well, it's because I'm getting old, or it's because of this happening. And really, in reality, that's not true. You know, it's not necessarily because you're getting old or because of these things or because you have diabetes or this and that. It's literally because your body has reached a point at which it no longer can adapt because your toxic load has matched up with what the body can handle or has even gone above that. And it just causes havoc in the system. So how really can we, you know, work to keeping our immune system strong? How can we you know, support our body. Because like I said, the body speaks, it whispers, and then it screams. And those screams show up in that chronic inflammation, in that, you know, unable to detox, in all of these things where certain things that didn't have an effect when you were 20 years old are now having effect at 30 years old. And it's not because you've aged 10 years. It's because you've nearly reached that threshold. And so when we come back from break, I'm going to share with you how best you can support your system. Although I do want to get a little bit into more of how the immune system works. We'll briefly touch on that and how you can support yourself in times of immune system distress, because sneezes do serve a purpose. They're not just about, you know, they happened and we bless that person or God bless you or achoo, you know, oh, excuse me. They're really saying something. The body is telling us something. And when we heed what it's saying and we support it and give it what it needs to be able to move through it effectively, man, life gets so much easier. Life gets so much better. We feel better. We're healthier. And we're just ready to take on the next challenge. You know, there's a lot of challenges that happen internally in the body every single day, minute by minute, and we don't even stop to think about it. So I will see you guys after this break.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com. Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Can't get enough of Eye of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Awesome. Welcome back. So as a recap to the immune system, as I mentioned before the commercial break, there are two different types of the immune system, the innate and the adaptive. The adaptive immune system is the one that we build as we move through life, as we grow and develop, as we get fevers and colds. Our body remembers those, and it does. We don't get that same fever or cold. Yes, we might get the same symptoms as though a cold or a fever or flu is coming on, but we don't get the exact same one. That's because our immune system has things called antigens, which are not the good guys, they're the bad ones. And then we have antibodies. The antibodies actually, like if it sees a virus that it's already, or a bacteria, or any sort of like, you know, foreign particle that shouldn't be in there, the antibody latches on to the antigen and it kind of fights it off, right? So it, like, you might not even realize you're experiencing this sort of internal battle going on within you. You might not even know your immune system is revved up in that sense, because it's fighting off something that it already knows, you know, and it might be something really, really small, something in medicine that we call subclinical. So it hasn't even clinically presented itself with symptoms, right? It's just really, really deep, deep under the layers. And great, right? Great if that happens, because a lot of times we can kind of go through our days without even having to think about all of these body processes happening, because that would like consume so much of our like cognitive or our conscious thinking. And we don't want that. Like, we don't want to have to stop and think about this. The brain is doing all of these things. The body is doing all these things without us having to mentally think about our heart beating and our blood flowing and all these things. Like, that would take up so much time. And we would just be consciously working on trying to get our bodies to survive if that was the case, and not being able to become human beings and have, you know, extracurricular activities and do these jobs and have fun things that we do, right? So anyways, that is how the antigens, the bad guys, and the antibodies work, right? It keeps like memories of bad guys, and it goes after those, and it doesn't have to fight those off again. Now, if you get a cold or a flu or some sort of symptom, or not symptom, some sort of like antigen your body hasn't discovered yet, you know, it's going to kind of alert the entire immune system, and it's going to send certain cells. You have natural killer cells in your body. You have all these different things, different T cells, different B cells. Those come from, B cells are from your bone marrow. T cells are from your thymus. It's right in the center at the top of your breastbone. That's where your thymus is found if you're listening to the audio only. But thymus cells and B cells or bone cells, those are T cells, B cells. They're all part of your immune system. That's all you need to really know. Okay. Those guys will kind of, you know, get revved up and get going when you are needing to fight off infections of any sort. And actually, if you look at any of your blood work, if you've had any blood work recently done, your WBCs, those are your white blood counts, those guys, there's five different major ones. And those guys actually will tell you, or can tell you by looking at the numbers, if you are fighting an infection. So high WBCs, high white blood count, means the body, the immune system is revving up in that state. So how can we support ourselves? So we sneezed two or three times in a row. Yes, right now at the time of recording, it is allergy season. Sometimes we sneeze, you know, and it's not allergy season, or sometimes we sneeze and it's not even related to allergies. Maybe we've stirred up some dust in our house and our body is working to get rid of that, because it like can affect our lungs and it can affect, you know, all of our mucous membranes around, you know, our nose and our mouth and that. But when you sneeze, it's also a sign that the immune system is revving up, that the immune system is ready to go to battle. And so how can you support this? Well, I'm going to give you three different ways that you can support your system during this time of need, and an extra little bonus one that I personally love. And it might not be a fan favorite, but that's okay. Let me know if it works for you, and I'll share that bonus with you after we go through the top three things that you need to do to support your immune system after, you know, a bout of sneezing, things to consider when you do sneeze, and all of that. So the first thing actually after a sneeze is drink water. Increase the amount of water you're drinking throughout the day. So if you're, you know, maybe 24 ounces of water, 32 ounces of water, whatever water intake you're already including, do about 16 to 24 ounces above that, just to kind of get the fluid flowing, help the immune system do what it does by not putting in a lot of, like, you don't want to do a lot of juices. You don't want to do like teas, that kind of stuff. I know people talk about, you know, like if your throat is hurting or if you're feeling some symptoms, that's already, if you're in full symptomatology, we're talking about just with the sneezing. Increase the water intake, avoid sugar. Sugar depletes your immune system. It actually requires a lot of magnesium molecules to, for every sugar molecule you take in, you're depleting your magnesium by so much percent. I believe it's like 50 or something percent magnesium is depleting every time you're taking in sugar. So just keep that in mind. Sugar is going to pull your immune system further down. So this is not the time to, like I mentioned earlier, be drinking a lot of sugary juices or even eating fruit. Fruit has a lot of sugar that, you know, is not very supportive of the immune system. So you want to do things like good healthy fats, good healthy proteins, things that really support your body. You can do roughage, you know, greens, things like that, but just avoid sugar. And the other one for all my entrepreneurs out there, this is something you really need to take to heart, is sleep. Sleep is so important to the health and well-being of our entire body. And it actually, I know we hear this sometimes, but it actually helps you to heal. There's different stages of sleep, and each stage of sleep is important in its own way. And actually, the deepest layers of sleep, stages 3 and 4 of your non-REM sleep, is where you're healing the most. So if the immune system is revving up, getting ready for an attack of some sort, by just merely making it a point to go to bed at a decent hour and get quality, good sleep as best as you can. I'll be sharing some sleep tricks and tips with you in some other podcast episodes. But for now, just getting good quality sleep and doing this 3 things, increasing water intake, avoiding sugar, and getting good quality sleep for 48 hours, it's not a hard thing to do, can really just set you up to where you're not even going to really even notice, if at anything, symptoms or feeling ill or down or run, you know, all this kind of stuff. But if you don't do these things and the sneezes continue to keep happening, what's going to occur is you are going to become run down. You're going to start to feel the body aches, the muscle pain, maybe the tickle in the throat, all of these things that you might feel as a result of not doing the things that the body needs. Because when that body is sneezing, when you're hachoo and someone's saying bless you, remember that. Remember, hey, I need to drink some water. I need to not take in any sugar for the next 48 hours. And I need to get some good rest tonight, because I want to be feeling really great and amazing before anything else happens, right? I want to feel great and amazing, especially considering everything going on, right? I know it can be a scary thing to sneeze in public now, because you get these weird crisscross eyes at you. And, you know, but the reality is our bodies are fighting off all kinds of infections, all kinds of bacteria, all kinds of viruses, all kinds of funguses and molds, and doing all these things. So we just need to give it stuff to support it so that we can have a stronger immune system the more we go through our days of living here on planet Earth, right? So as a bonus, I will share with you my thing, 4th thing that I do after I sneeze specifically. So those 3 things that I shared with you, the water, the sugar, and the sleep, are things that I implement, as well as, dun, 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 garlic. So garlic is so high in, it's a sulfur food, and it's really high in a amino acid called cysteine. Now, cysteine is actually one of the amino acids that our body has this antioxidant. Number one indicator of cell health in the human body is called glutathione. Now, glutathione is really important for our immune function, and actually is something that when you take Tylenol, and if you take Tylenol excessively, you will deplete your stores of glutathione. So with glutathione, or with garlic, cysteine in the garlic helps build the glutathione in your body. And so by taking garlic, it can help you fight off infections. So I tend to do this in the evening. So I do the water, I avoid sugar, and then I'll chop up some raw garlic. I'll take a couple cloves, like two or three cloves of raw garlic, chop it up into like itty bitty pieces. You can even use a garlic mincer, and I let it oxidize on like a cutting board or a plate or whatever for about 5 minutes. And by letting it oxidize, you're allowing the molecules within the garlic, you know, properties, the oil, whatever, to really kind of bring in some oxygen to it. And then when you're taking it, it becomes more bioavailable to your body. And so that garlic really helps boost the immune system. And for parents, as something I did with my daughter growing up, something I discovered that worked really well when she was fighting off any sort of infection, I actually chopped up some of that garlic, mixed it in with coconut oil, and I used it as kind of like a paste. Coconut oil is solid at room temperature. So, or below 70 degrees, it's solid. So kind of making a little paste, and I would put it on the bottom of her foot with a sock over it. And you would not believe how many times, you know, she would be like having a cough or a cold or something and wake up the next morning feeling amazing. So with that, I hope that you found all of this useful and learned something new about how your body speaks to you, how your body whispers to you. And I'm really excited to hear about how you implement some of those things that I taught today and how you go about listening to your body. So would love to hear those stories. You can shoot me an email at Dr. Brooke, Brooke without an E, at drbrookesheehan.com. I'll put that in the show notes below. Just reach out. And I'd love to share with you my website, how ways that you can work with me in the upcoming months or future. If there's something you want to learn about, if there's something you want to really discover about your immune health and how you can support yourself during this time, I'm glad to help. So my website is drbrookesheehan.com, and you can work with me in one of four ways. I can do lab report readings for you, where we go through your lab work and really work out building out a plan that is going to best support you supplement-wise and lifestyle-wise to change those certain markers around. You cannot identify any condition or any sort of problem by looking at one marker. You really need to get a whole picture of what's happening. And so I can help you out with that from a functional medicine standpoint. I also do supplement strategy sessions to help you determine which supplements are necessary for you. It's not about taking all these supplements. You'll hear a lot of information about supplementation, especially for immune function, especially during time of COVID, but it's not about just taking supplements. It's about making sure you're taking the right supplement for you, as well as taking the right dose. If you heard my story in the last episode, I was taking tons of supplements based off of what I heard people telling me about them. And, you know, didn't actually even need them. Okay. The other way is through a telehealth visit where I spend, you know, 30 minutes going through a whole plan of supplementation, lifestyle changes, and whatnot to make. And then if you're in the local San Diego or Southern California area, I can do in-person treatments with you. So thank you so much for your time today. I look forward to more episodes with you and hearing about how you are learning to listen to your body and the whispers that it's speaking. Thank you so much. Dr. Brooke signing off.
Thanks for tuning in to the Body Talks podcast with me, Dr. Brooke Sheehan, where you're learning to pay close attention to the whispers your body is speaking so you can live a life fully expressed physically, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally without spending time and money on healthy items that aren't right for you. You're uniquely made and your healthcare needs should reflect that. To learn more or how you can work with me, visit drbrookesheehan.com, that's Brooke without an E, and discover your answers today.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.